You just finished a soft touch procedure about maybe 15, 20 minutes ago. And how are you feeling, first off?
Relieved. I feel, you know, I've had wonderful care, and I would recommend this practice to anybody.
There's a couple of interesting things about how this went for you. First off, you brought your friend, and this is the second time coming to me.
Yes.
You said that you had a very different emotional experience last time and this time, and I think that could be really helpful for other women to hear about, because I think you almost feel like you're going to have the same emotional experience either between women or different times that you go through this. So I just thought it could be helpful for other women for you to talk about that.
Well, the first time there was more attached to the relationship. This time, you know, things happen, and I had no emotional attachment, and it was more of a relief than anything else, so that I could sort of move on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Can you give words to how you felt last time when you were here? What was going on for you?
I was trying to sort of work out a relationship with somebody, and to maybe, you know, there was the possibility of starting a life together and moving in together and sort of, you know, taking it to the next level. Whereas this time, I knew that that was not going to be the case. You know, the person that I was with for a short time, like a month and a half, I knew that that wasn't going to be going anywhere. So there's that sort of difference there. And this was sort of, like, I told a couple of my close girlfriends, and I was like, you know, it's just another bump in the road, sort of, and part of life, and these things happen. And men, to me, they don't have to go through the repercussion of, you know, they could just go and be careless having sex and not have to deal with it the way we have to deal with it on our end. Again, like a repercussion. So I feel very relieved, and I feel like I can now resume my life as I planned, and I don't have to worry about it. Again, this, I could like leave it behind me, let it go, and just keep moving.
And what did happen last time you were, when you decided to end it, was just too soon in the relationship? And then did this have an impact on it? Or
we were together for 2 years, and it was sort of a roller coaster ride most of the relationship. And it was just something that, you know, there was a lot of, I felt, dishonesty, like sort of sneaking around. I had like this feeling in the pit of my stomach. He was in my bedroom. We were like going to sleep, and I just looked at him, and I'm like thinking to myself how much I can't stand you right now. And start having a baby with somebody and going through that, it's like, do I really want to have this person in my life for the rest of my life with these sort of habits and the things that he said to me? You know, I need to have privacy for my female friends. Like, if you want to have a baby together, there's no secrets. You need to be on the same page with me. And by saying something like that is not being on the same page with me. So I told him I had a miscarriage. Obviously, he knew I was pregnant. But I came here, and, you know, it was quick. It was, you know, it wasn't easy, but it was a decision I had to make. And, you know, I've struggled with it, but it's, I know in the long run I dodged a bullet, and I know that I don't ever have to see him again. I don't have to be attached to this person for the rest of my life, because bringing a life into this world, you are attached to that person whether you like it or not. These two decisions that I've made this year have probably been the smartest, and I know down the road my life will be where I want it to be.
It's interesting that you said you had this moment of clarity, because I see that so often with women that I talk to, that pregnancy really, well, it makes you take your life more seriously.
It really does. You think about all of the, yeah, for sure.
And so I've seen this happen, that, you know, women just become clearer about the situation they're in, because as women, we can stay in dysfunctional relationships for a really long time and kind of think the person's going to change or the situation's going to change. And I think there is something about getting pregnant that can really clarify the guy you're with, the relationship, yeah, how it's going, what you want in your life.
I agree. I totally agree with that. And women do stay, and they say, okay, if this happens, or if I get married, or if I have a baby, things will be better. But and women that have done that and that I've spoken to, it doesn't make it better. If anything, it makes it that much worse. Because, you know, when you're first with somebody for the first 6 months or something, you're in like that honeymoon phase, and people put their best foot forward, and it's almost like a mask that they're wearing. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like the point where you sort of figure out who this person is like 2 to 2.5 years, and then you see their true colors sort of come out, and you pick up on the nuances and the little quirks. And, you know, and then I also read this article saying how, you know, every relationship is going to have its problems. It's what set of problems do you want to deal with? Truthfully, I agree with that too. I think, you know, there nothing is perfect. And if it is, that's a problem. Everything is going to have its ups and downs. It's what you're ready to tolerate and what sort of fits in with your quirkiness.
This time you chose to take a look at the tissue that came out, which at this stage of pregnancy, we're so very early. There's no embryo developed until you're about 10 weeks and you were at 5 weeks. So it was just a gestational sac.
Right.
So you got a little piece of mucus. Did that have any impact on you to actually see it?
It's actually fascinating to me. I love things having to do with the body, and I don't get squeamish, and I don't, you know, some other people might, but I mean, it's just interesting to see. It's just what was growing inside of my body and how this one cell becomes this potential life, you know. But again, I don't feel, I was thinking about this last night too, what sort of life would that child have had? I don't want to put that sort of anxiety and imbalanced and insecure place. I don't want to bring a life into the world in that situation.
Well, I think it's incredibly important that you want to get pregnant. You know, yeah. You want to be pregnant, yeah. And are excited about it.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of women who want to be pregnant who are anxious.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important to be happy and excited and want to have a have a child. And if you're not in that place, to
not now.
Yeah.
It's just not the right time.
Yeah.
And I feel like when it is, it'll happen. And I feel very blessed that I'm able to get pregnant on my own, and I don't have to worry about that, because I thought I was going to have to worry about that, and the fact that I don't, it's a blessing. So I just have to, you know, I could just sort of move on now. It's a good feeling, and like I said, it's a relief. I feel very relieved right now.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely.